Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are again blessed with the melodious voice, the calming mindset, and the great knowledge of the great Cindy Bazzino. And Cindy is basically, she's a life coach. She's somebody that's going to and can help you to live the life that you want to live through relationships. Even if those relationships are a little bad right now, she can help you bring back the life, bring back the vigor, and bring back the things that you truly want in your life, because all of us want happiness. And Cindy's one of those people that pulls that happiness, pulls that joy out of you, and helps you realize not only what's right in your life, but also what's wrong, and gives you the tools that you need to go ahead and try to get those things straight. So today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about what is your secret stuff. And Cindy's going to elaborate on that. And she is, ladies and gentlemen, again, a true professional. And if you get something out of what we're saying today, please, one, take advantage of it and by contacting Cindy, and two, share it with your friends and family, because all of us know somebody that needs some help somewhere, somehow, especially when it comes to something that's very difficult, and that's relationships. So without any further ado, Cindy, how are you today?
I'm doing great today, Zuri, and thank you so much for having me on the show and talking about the secret stuff and how it can sabotage your success and happiness, but how it can also enhance and create more happiness in your life. And I think, just like you said, everyone wants a happier life. And a lot of times what happens in our lives is we're happy in one area and not so happy in another. And that's what The Secret Stuff is all about. The Secret Stuff is a workshop series that another friend, another Italian friend, or we call ourselves the Italian Sisters, Lisa Garacci-Rigoni, and I have come together. And Lisa is a professional declutterer. And so she helps people declutter their outside stuff. And she came to me and asked if I would work, you know, with her and come together to do this workshop series, because I, as a life coach and as an energy worker, help people declutter their inside stuff. So I think we have a very powerful team with over 50 years of experience in helping people transform their lives and come together and really help people shake things up so that they can find happiness and joy in all areas, in all aspects of their life. So
that's a lot of knowledge from people that are only 25 years old.
I'm sorry? What?
That's a lot of knowledge out of two people that are only 25 years old
each,
right?
Yeah, well, you know, I was 25 a long time ago, but thank you, Zurian. So the three things I want to talk about today about the workshop series is we talk about having a snapshot A and B. And so I want you to think about snapshot A. That is who you put out there to the world. It's like your glamour shot. It's your best. So a lot of people, this is their professional career, that this is who they put out there, that this is where they soar, this is where they succeed, this is where they find their value, and that's snapshot A. And then snapshot B is typically, not always, but typically what happens when we come home, close the doors, and shut the world out. We can no longer hold that perfection or hold that high level of success or hold that mask if we're not being authentic, and, you know, we behave badly. So snapshot B might be something as small as a really messy house. It might be something as big as someone who's a hoarder. It might be something small, it's not very small, but having your children be like off the charts and out of control. It might be abuse and rape. So snapshot B can hold many, many things. And snapshot B is where we kind of look to find some of our secret stuff. Not all, but some of our secret stuff. And Zurian, what I found in creating this workshop is the more polarized your snapshots A and B become, the more we find value from that snapshot A, and the glossier we make it and the more perfect we make it, snapshot B becomes more messy, more scary, more fearful. So, like, for example, Tiger Woods. He used to have a great snapshot A, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he was, like, the best golfer. Or I think that's inappropriate. I'm sorry for people who play golf. I'm sorry. He was one of the best athletes that played golf. He had a beautiful wife. He was a philanthropist. He was an entrepreneur. He had money. He had good looks. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful snapshot A. They just got better and better and better. And
right.
It was funny because I was sitting and I was watching. You know, I'm old enough that I was watching Tiger Woods grow up. And I kept waiting because I knew everybody has a snapshot B. Everybody has secret stuff. Everybody. So, unfortunately, you know, I wasn't surprised when all of his stuff came out to the public and we saw that he wasn't just snapshot A, that he did have a snapshot B, and it wasn't necessarily a pretty snapshot B. So this is what we're going to talk about in the workshop. What is your snapshot A? What does it look like? What is snapshot B? What's in both of these that are your truth, and what's in both of these that aren't your truth? And one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about doing this workshop is that I grew up in a home where I had parents that were very polarized snapshots A and snapshots B. They were heroes and mentors and teachers, and they were in the top of their profession, and they were, you know, admired by the community. And when they came home and the doors were closed, you know, I lived in a very different world. I saw very different people. And we had all kinds of secrets, and we had all kinds of dysfunction, and the parents that I had were sometimes heroes, but most times not. And I made a promise to myself a long time ago because it was so confusing as a child. You know, I knew I couldn't tell anybody because I knew no one would believe me, and it's scary. It's scary knowing that there are all these secrets. Even if the kids don't know what the secrets are necessarily, they know that there are secrets. And it's very scary as a child. And so I made a promise to myself a long time ago that I wouldn't live that life as an adult, and I wouldn't require that my children live that kind of a life with two polarized snapshots, A and B. So Lisa and I have come together, and we envisioned our secret stuff in this big, beautiful treasure chest. So, you know, one thing I want your listeners to ask themselves is, okay, so what's in the secret stuff, their secret stuff treasure chest? Like, what could possibly be in there? Is it all negative? No, absolutely not. You know, in this beautiful treasure chest, it holds your longings and your dreams. It holds your talents. It holds your essence. And it holds the most precious parts of yourself as well as the uncomfortable parts of self. And the uncomfortable parts can be negative beliefs and limiting behaviors, reactions that don't align with our truth or our heart. And it can be it can hold our perceived failures and mistakes, and it can hold our imperfections and shame and guilt. And when we try to hide it from the world, our secret stuff, when we try to, because of our fear of judgment, that people are going to judge us for our imperfections or our shame or things that we feel guilty about, by hiding that and really keeping the lid tightly closed on that, we unknowingly are also hiding all the good stuff that's in there, all the stuff that we haven't felt confident enough to come out and say, this is who I am. You know, I'm the best at this. You know, and we can't take those risks if we have all this secret stuff. Because, you know, who will believe us, and how can we believe in ourselves? So if we understand that everyone has secret stuff, everyone, it's human, it's normal to have secret stuff, then it doesn't matter as much if people judge you or not. It doesn't matter if people pretend that they don't have secret stuff, because you know the truth. You know everyone. You know everyone does. And one of the beautiful things about Lisa and I coming together is that we understand that the secret stuff and our snapshots A and B create within us and outside of us our own environments, and they tend to mirror each other. So our exterior environment that we create tends to mirror our interior environment. So, for example, and I'm going to go to an extreme, because it's easier to visualize the extreme. So if you're talking about a hoarder and they are sitting in a house filled with stuff, and they're sitting in a house filled with stuff because they can't get enough, and they live for their next purchase, for that moment of happiness when they purchase their next item, because they don't know what enough looks like, tastes like, feels like, and so they have to keep getting more and more. Well, on the inside, basically the same thing is happening. They don't know what enough is. They don't know what it looks like, feels like, tastes like. They need to get more and more because they never have enough. So our outsides tend to mirror our insides, and what's so beautiful is that we can take the outside and inside pictures and look for clues. So some people are completely oblivious to their external environment that they've created. It was just something they created.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are completely oblivious to the inside world that they've created, because really for both of them, they just don't want to deal with what's there. So I'm going to go to the other extreme, and I want you to think about, Zurian, have you ever walked into someone's home where it was so minimalistic that it felt cold?
Yes.
And even someone's office, the same.
Yes.
So what's missing from that office or that home?
Personality.
Mm-hmm. And what is part of personality?
Themselves, their individual likes, dislikes, loves, attachments.
Yeah. Yeah, and their emotion. So all of those things plus their emotion is completely missing. So what does that tell you? That tells me that person on the inside is very detached from who they are as a person, their authentic, unique self, and they're very detached from their emotions and their feelings. So they're very logical, pragmatic. They like to think. They don't like to feel. And, you know, feelings, when you're in an office or a home, what makes it yours is color. Color represents emotion and feelings and your uniqueness, your paintings and your the colors on your walls and your pictures of people that you love or people that are in your life or people that are no longer in your life that you loved. That's what brings all that in. So looking for clues. And Lisa will help people look for clues in the outside stuff to help them find inside stuff. And I'll bring people to a place where they can use clues on their inside stuff to help them look on their outside stuff. So it's really fascinating, fascinating work.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I know when I was in the corporate world, I used to go to a lot of different people's offices and people would go to mine. And I used to be imagined at how many men didn't have pictures of their wife and children and, you know, just other things. They may have, I don't know, maybe some sports memorabilia or something, if that, but how most offices were cold and they didn't have pictures and things like that. I used to think that was really weird.
Yeah, it's strange. Or if they have, like, the family photo that's very structured, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody's wearing the same shirt, everybody has the same smile, all their hair is in the perfect place. You know, so if
yep.
they do have a family snapshot, it's that one, right? So yeah, no, it's really interesting. So we're going to ask people, Lisa and I are going to ask people in this workshop series to become their best detectives. So we're going to ask them to take the judgment hat off, and judgment is actually in the secret stuff, and we're going to ask them to put the curiosity hat on. You know, could it be possible that you have created this outside world, you've created this inside environment for a good reason? Could it be that there's a really good reason why you try to hide this secret stuff? Could it be that the best of who you are is sitting down at the bottom of that secret stuff? So trying to help people open up their minds and open up the possibilities and being curious about who they really are versus who they think they are, where they can really get their value from versus where they currently get their value from, which is in snapshot A. So Lisa and I have come up with the CRAP method. Crap. Isn't that great? I love it. I love it. I say crap all the time. We made this free video for people that's 10 minutes long, and I think we must have said crap like 20 times. It was a blast. And so, no, because really, I mean, what do we want to do? You want to get rid of our crap, right? Our yep. outside crap can weigh us down. Our inside crap can weigh us down and hold us back, and so that we can't achieve all that we're supposed to achieve. And what is crap but crap? You know, it doesn't even sound good. It doesn't even sound nice. So I love the word, and I love that we came up with a method using those initials. So C is creating consciousness and awareness. So taking the unconscious and making it conscious. So we're going to be looking at our secret stuff and seeing like what underlying beliefs live and breathe within us that we're ready to get rid of, that are antiquated, that belong to our moms and dads, that, you know, don't work for us anymore. So things that are in the unconscious, bringing to our conscious awareness, looking at how our fear might be taking our essence qualities and distorting them and creating these limiting behaviors that are keeping us held back and that aren't working for us anymore. So C is consciousness. R is for reactions and reacting. How do you react when someone sees your secret stuff? Do you blame? Do you backpedal? Do you have compassion? Do you use it as a learning moment? Like, what happens? Because you know what, Zurian, we can't keep our secret stuff hidden for very long. Eventually, people see our secret stuff, and it's very confusing for them. So the whole goal of this work is to take snapshot A and B and bring them closer together and make snapshot A more authentic and real, and so that you feel confident in who you are, the uniqueness of who you are, and you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to be glossy. You can be imperfect. And then what that does to snapshot B is it makes it a little less messy, makes it a little less scary. So that who you are during the day isn't necessarily that different from who you are at home. And that's really one of the goals. So C, consciousness, R, react. How do you react? A is analyze. So we're going to analyze your secret stuff. We're going to go through piece by piece. We're going to explore it. And again, with the hat of curiosity on. And we're going to take everything out and put it back in. And analyze everything that's there for us, everything that we can see and that we can take in that time that we are together. And then finally, P is permission. And once we can analyze and look at the stuff that we thought was so shameful and so fearful, I mean, like, how many times have you ever failed, Zurian?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So with that failure, was it shameful, or did you actually use that failure to learn something and leapfrog to something else?
Both.
Yeah, so that becomes the question. So is that failure really bad, or was that failure actually a gift and a blessing? So a lot of these things that we hold in the secret stuff that are uncomfortable for us, that we want to hide, that are perceived negatives, are really not that bad. They're really nothing to be ashamed of or feel guilty about. We're all imperfect. We all make mistakes. What matters is, did we learn from it? Did we clean it up as best we can? Did we try to make it as right as we could? Are we really going to do our best not to make that same mistake again? So if it becomes a growth moment, then it was really a gift to us in the first place. So giving ourselves permission to be imperfect, giving ourselves permission to be messy, to be inappropriate every once in a while, you know, giving ourselves permission is really, really important. That's C-R-A-P. So in doing this work, we're going to talk about healthy boundaries and either-or thinking. We're going to talk about healthy conflict and chaos. We're going to talk about perfection. We're going to examine people's brilliant essence pieces. We're going to help them find inner value and inner authority and having that inner compassion, and so that we can use that to our benefit so that we can find more joy. But then when we do that, Zurian, the beautiful thing that happens is that we allow other people to be imperfect. We have compassion for other people's imperfections, mistakes, failures. We don't look at other people that take these huge risks and think they're crazy. We actually look at them and go, wow, that person has guts. I want to be like that. Right? So,
very cool.
Yeah. So we're going to do all kinds of things, meditations, visualizations, a lot of journaling, and people can share if they want to share. They don't have to share if they don't want to share, because this is really personal stuff. And the final thing that we're going to look at that I'm really excited about is that there are so many traits and that we have and talents that we have that are really great in the business world. Like if you're a great leader, can control the situation really, really well. You can take chaos and make order out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come home and you want to lead or you want to control. And you come home and you treat people like you treat your spouse and you treat your children like underlings or employees, you're going to be in trouble, right? You take
right.
that ability to control chaos, to organize it and make it into something really useful, and you're going to either create a very chaotic environment at home so that you can unconsciously be very happy, or you're going to come home and want to control everything. And let me tell you, your spouse and your children do not want to be controlled. So we're going to look at the traits that are beneficial and make you successful in one area of your life, but might not make you successful in another area of your life, and how to modify that and how to work with that so that you can really find more happiness in all areas of your life. So there are two more things that I'd like to share with you, Zurian, about why I'm so passionate about this work.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been invited to go through my secret stuff a few times in my life. And it's never comfortable. It's always a little scary. But it's always exciting. And every time I'm invited to go and sift through and look at and take apart and put back together my treasure chest of secret stuff, I come out of that work feeling freer, happier, more authentic, more compassionate, more confident. I believe in me so much more that I'm willing to take different risks. You know, I'm willing to walk into a room and not put a mask on and say, well, this is who I am. And I want that for people. I want people to be in less fear. I want people to have more joy and feel more whole and feel more confident. And I know that by doing this work, it can happen. And then the last reason why I'm so excited and so passionate about doing the Secret Stuff workshop and doing this work with people is during, you know, I'm a life coach, and you know I've been a fitness professional for over 30 years, and I like to bring those things to people, but I'm also an energy worker. And I bring that to my practice because I believe in fate and destiny. I believe that we're souls first, and we have contracts with other souls to help us learn certain lessons. So I believe, and this is just my belief, but I believe that we're fated to have the families that we have and to have the experiences that we've had in our life, good and bad. so that we can step into what we really deserve in life, and that's our destiny. And I see destiny as like the best thing ever. In our destiny, we are whole, we are authentic, we are real, we are free, we are unique, we are successful, we are abundant, we are happy and joyous and blissful. And I know for sure that our destiny is in our secret stuff. I know for sure our destiny is in the secret stuff. And I want people to believe in their destiny, that they have a destiny, because most people won't take that risk. You mean I can really be happy? You mean I can really have a whole life? You mean really that I can have a happy marriage and a successful business, really, and I can have children that grow up and thrive and become wonderful, happy, successful, independent individuals? I'm like, absolutely, you can. You can have it all. That is your destiny. I want people to believe that they can have that. But then, beyond believing it, I want them to achieve it. I want them to manifest it. And all the answers are in our secret stuff.
Totally understand. I know a lot of us have closets that are deep and dark, and we won't let anybody in, and they're having an effect on our lives, our present, our past, you know, those things. And you also mentioned a few minutes ago about, you know, stuff that our parents did and our parents' parents did, and you have some people that do the opposite. You took your experience and said you don't want to bring that into your future, and you've got present, and there's other people that took that same experience and go, well, that's what mom did or that's what dad did, and they think that it's right, and, you know, it's really not a good thing, you know, even when dealing with your children, you know, most
Absolutely.
Of us are so into dictating, and if we're managers or supervisors or even members of the military, we're so used to giving orders or giving direction that most of us don't listen. And sometimes it's that simple.
Yeah, it's listening. It's listening to ourselves. And it's really, you know, when we listen to the external environment, when we really open our eyes and look, and what have we created? Is this what we really want? You know, people say, well, this is who I am. And I'm like, well, okay, but is that who you want to be? When people say, oh, Zurian, I so admire you. I admire what you're doing. And when people say that, what they're saying is, I have those same gifts and talents, and I just haven't opened them up yet. I haven't found the way yet. You know, so people have so many choices in their life. And, you know, so like you said, you know, I followed, even in not wanting to, Zurian, I still did what I knew. You know, I still found myself saying, you know, when you're growing up and your parents always say things like, my mom had one. If you said, Mom, I can't find something, my mom would say, look with your eyes and not your mouth. Actually, that's one of the ones I liked. But look with your eyes, not your mouth. And the day I heard that come out of my mouth to my children is an awakening moment. And then in that moment, I get to decide, okay, is that something I want to continue to say? Or is that something I never want to say again? But most people, they say, oh, well, it came out, and my mom said it to me, and so it's okay for me to say it to them because I turned out okay, right? Is that what you were talking about? That's what I heard you saying.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but if we actually stop and look, and that's what the secret stuff is all about, stopping and looking. What have I created? What have I pushed aside? What have I stuffed? And then looking at it with adult eyes, looking at it through a more objective pair of glasses, and having somebody else give you alternative ways of looking at that stuff. Just like when we talked about failure. Was it really a failure? Was it really something to be ashamed of? Or was it a gift? You know, I was in a physically abusive relationship, and I can actually say now that that was actually a gift, because it taught me what I did and didn't deserve in relationship and in life. It made me draw the first line in the sand. No, I do not deserve to be treated that way. And that was an essential, critical moment in my life. And in that way, it was a gift. But again, I did what I knew. So anyway, the free video, free 10-minute video, if this sounds like something you'd like to do, if you're ready to shake up your life, if you're ready to find happiness in all areas of your life, please, 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 I beg of you, please, you can have it. You really can. Contact me at cindy@transform-heal.com, and I will send you the link to the free 10-minute video that'll talk to you even more about the Secret Stuff Workshop series. It'll tell you when. It'll tell you how much. It'll tell you where. And if you go onto my website, www.transform-heal.com, you'll find a page just on the secret stuff. And you'll find other workshops that I'm doing, other videos that I'm creating for sale. And also you can find out how to contact me if you're ready to do this kind of transformational work, if you're ready to find more joy, happiness, abundance. You know, if you're like me, you know, let's jump on board. Let's start shaking things up.
Right, because we all deserve that happiness.
Yes,
well,
we
Cindy,
do.
I want to thank you for coming on to the Zurian Show. And ladies and gentlemen, just if you go to the Zurian Show, all of Cindy's information is there. And please feel free to contact her. And again, ladies and gentlemen, life isn't about just getting by. Life is about enjoying. And you sometimes need to find someone that can help you to reach the goals and the dreams and be the person that you want to be, especially if you're having a hard time and you're not quite getting what you want. Sometimes a coach or a guide can surely get you there. So, Cindy, with that said, what else would you like to say before we sign out?
I just hope everybody has a really blessed day, and I hope everybody gets to smile today. Just a little bit. It's the best medicine ever.
I hear you. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank Ms. Cindy Battino for coming on and sharing, as always, her great nuggets of knowledge, wisdom, experience, and her passion with us all here on the Zurian Show and with anyone that's listening. And Cindy, just as a correction, it's not my listeners, it's our listeners.
Thank you, sir. It is our listeners. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. You take care and be well. Thank you.